Играется.
Today's Amud is Yumud Nundalad Amud Beis. We're holding on Nundalad Amud Beis, seven lines from the top. So says the Gemara, Ushasiya Yisanikris. We said in the Mishnah that there was an Evan, there was a stone in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash was underneath the Aron Kodesh, and in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash there was no Aron Kodesh, so there was just this Evan over there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we said that the name of the Evan was Shasiya. So says the Gemara, Tana we learn, that Shemimeno Hushtas HaOlam. The reason why it was called Shasiya is Miloshan Hushtas. That it was from it, from this Evan, from this stone, that Hushtas HaOlam, that it was the foundation of the world. The world was created from this stone. Meaning it started from the stone and then it went outwards. That's how the world was created. So it says the Gemara Tnan Kamanda Amar Mitsiya Nevra HaOlam, which is comes out our Mishnah, which alludes to the name of this, which says that the name of this Evan was Evan Shasiya, alluding to the fact that it was the foundation of the world, is like the Tana who says that the world was created from Tziyah and from Yerushalayim. Because there's a machlekes about it. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Oilam Em Tzeisei Nivra. He says that the world was created from the middle. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Betzekes Afar Lamutzak, Urugavim Yudbaku. It says that Hashem created first the center, and then Urugavim Yudbaku, he put together the rest of the clumps and attached it to the center and built outwards. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, that Oilam Inat Stadin Nivra, that the world was created from the side. So the exact opposite. It was created first from the outside, and then it went in. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Lashela Geimer Havei, it told the snow to be the world. Eretz Vigeshem Matar Vigeshem Mitrois Uz, Vigeshem Mitrois Uzai. So, Heavy Aretz, Ki Lashela Geimer Heavy Aretz, he said to the Shelek to be the world, and how did he do that? Vigeshem Matar Vigeshem Mitrois Uzai. So the Pasuk speaks about four different types of things, which he assumes means that it's referring to the four sides of the world. That on each side of the world there was a different component. There was Geshem, Matar, Geshem, and Mitres Uzai. And then from those four components on all the sides of the world then was created and went inwards. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, he says that Evan Yabra Kadosh Baruch Hu Beyam, there was a stone, Evan Shasiya, that Hashem threw into the world, into the sea. And Mimenu Nishtas HaOlam. And it's from that stone that the world was created. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Alma Adonai HaDba'u. Do you know what the world is based on? Do you know what it's built on? Aymi Yara Evan Pinaso. Do you know who threw down its cornerstone? So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, threw down the stone, and that became the cornerstone of the world. The Chachamim Aymir, and this is why we mentioned the whole Braisa, is the Chachamim Shita, that they say Mitziyai Nivra, that the world was created from Tziyai. And Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Mizmor La'asaf, Elokim Hashem, etc. And it talks about the creation of the world. And then afterwards, after discussing the creation, the pasuk says Mitzioy Mechlal Yoifi. So he darshins from there. The Chachamim darshin that when the pasuk says Mitzioy Mechlal Yoifi, that it's Mimenu from Tzion that Muchlal Yafiyoy Shel Olam. That the beauty of the world was created from it, from Tzion. So that's why we mentioned this whole brisa was for this sheet of the Chachamim, that the Mishnah calls the Evan Shasiya, to allude to the fact that the world was created, like the Chachamim, that the world was created from Tziyin. The Marsha points out that Rabbi Eliezer had said, he was the first Shita, he said that the world was created from the middle. Now, the Marsha points out that there are many Maimari Chazal which seem to say that Yerushalayim is the center. So Rabbi Eliezer seems to be the same Shita of the Chachamim, because the Chachamim say from Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Eliezer says from the center, well, we have many Maimari Chazal that the center of the world is Yerushalayim. So the Marsha says in Enochanami that really Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim are not arguing, just the Chachamim are coming to explain Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that the world was created from the middle, which the Chachamim are explaining means that it was created from Yerushalayim. I was thinking perhaps you could say it's a lamdash machlekes, that Enochanami and the Mitzias maybe they're both agreeing. But the reason why they define it differently is because they hold that it was for different reasons that it was created from Tziyin. Rabbi Eliezer holds it was created from the middle. Now, punct, it happens to be that middle is Tzion, but it's not because it was Yerushalayim that the world was created from there. It was created from there because that's the center, and there was an Indian of creating the world from the center. The Chachamim say that the world was created from Tzion, which again, it is the center, it's the same thing, but they were focusing on a different aspect of the center. It wasn't created from Tzion because it's the center. It was created from Tzion, because it's Yerushalayim, because it's the holiest place. So that's why the world was created So it could be, even if they're saying the same mitzias, but there's still a machlekes going on between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So says the Gemara Vayter on this note, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Agadol Eimer, Rabbi Eliezer said, that Eila Toilas HaShemayim V'Ha'aretz B'Hibaram, B'Yoyim Asayis HaShem Elokim Eretz HaShemayim. So he learns, he darts from this pasuk that told HaShemayim HaShemayim, that the creations of the heavens, referring to like the sun, the moon, the stars, so they were created from the Shemayim, Mishamayim Nivro, told us Ha'aretz Mi'aretz Nivro, the creations of the earth, the animals, the plants, so they were created from the Eretz. The Chachamim Eimrim Elu Ve'Elu Mitziyai Nivro. The Chachamim Rachelik, they say that no, both the celestial beings and all the beings on the earth, they were all created from Tziyai Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Mizmor La'asav Elokim, Hashem Diber V'Yikra Ha'aretz Mi'Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevayoy. So it talks about the creation and Vayimrim, and the pasuk says Mitziyai Mechal Yoyif Elokim Ha'ifi. Which again, Chachamim Darshan, that Mimenu Mukhlo Yaifyo Shalaylam, that was from Siyan, that all the beauty of the world was created. So they say that all the beings, both in the Shemaim and in the Aretz, were all created from Siyan.